From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. An agricultural practice dating from the Neolithic period shares a glass with the robotics of the future. The first evidence of grapevine cultivation for wine was about 7,000 years ago, and since then, viticulture has developed a degree of automation. Still, winemakers depend on human hands and eyes to thoroughly and tediously inspect their crop for quality and yield. Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University are developing an automated grape counting system that will help lighten that load and lead to the production of better wine. Sarah Reardon is staff writer and reporter for New Scientist, and she covered the machines that could change the future of winemaking. Sarah, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sarah, if I'm to understand this correctly, every single grape in a vineyard is counted?
Well, humans don't normally count every grape. Workers in a vineyard will go out and feel through the vines, find clusters of grapes, and then report that back. And there are some other ways as well that vineyard managers can go and get an average of how many grapes might be out there, how large they are, how ripe they are. But this new system, this new computer vision system that the researchers at Carnegie Mellon developed, does count every grape that it can see as it goes up and down the rows.
What's the purpose of counting each grape?
The purpose is to kind of get an idea of how many grapes are out there. You might need to know, for instance, if your grapes are not doing so well, if they're not enough water, there's a lot of pests in an area, you might want to spray pesticide there. And then just kind of get an idea of when you would want to harvest them once they're large enough, once they're ripe enough. Rather than sending people out to all these different parts throughout the vineyard, a robot can just do that for you.
So, Sarah, you actually went through this process at a vineyard in California, was it?
Yes.
So with the scanner, you just drive along and it scans and counts the grapes that quickly?
Yes, it's actually quite fun. We drove kind of fast, and there's the big strobe light that's blinking on top. You have to do it at night because you want to have a constant source of illumination. You don't want the sun changing the shadows on the grapes would confuse the robot. So they have a strobe light blinking very quickly that will illuminate the grapes briefly, let the camera take an image as you drive along. Yeah, and it, in real time, more or less, pops up on the screen all of the photos that it's taking, very high resolution. And then later on, the researchers can go through and have the robot do statistics on how many grapes are actually out there.
Wow. So, you know, often when we hear about robots, we think of sort of humanoid-looking forms. What does this robot actually look like?
Well, right now, this was more of a computer vision system than a robot. It just interprets what it sees. But at Carnegie Mellon, they're also developing a lot of self-driving vehicles that can be used for all different types of agriculture and for orchards as well. So I think that these researchers eventually would like to mount this camera onto a self-driving robot and just send it out there at night and everybody else can go home.
So besides getting a sort of scan of the grapes, given that it's a computer, is there any other information that it's recording? Anything else it can tell about the growing of the grapes?
Yeah, it's got two different systems going on at the same time. One is counting the grapes with a camera, and the other one is a 3D laser scanner that's measuring the plants themselves, the vines, how large they are, how much canopy there is, shading them from the sun, because it's very sunny out there in the agricultural areas of Central California. So they want to have some amount of shade over the grapes, but not too much, because you have to have some sun for the grapes to really develop their full flavor and color. And so what this 3D laser scanner then does is measure the ratio of the canopy to the number of grapes that are there, and then helps you know, should you be out there trimming down the canopy, should you be letting it grow some more to try and get the optimal amount of shade on your grapes.
Well, you're talking about a really precise, and this is part of a growing field of data-driven precision agriculture that we're seeing more and more of. What kind of development or growth do you anticipate in the field of automated agriculture, Sarah?
Well, I think that there are quite a few people very interested in this area, and I know that the National Grape and Wine Industry is investing in this type of technology because it will be so useful for growers. And there's other groups that are developing automated systems that could spray pesticide on its own, could harvest apples on its own. There's robotic hands being developed that could reach out and pick apples for you. And there's other systems, too, that can sense whether a field is being watered enough, whether it's getting enough light, and then control certain parameters automatically or at least let the orchard owners know what they should be doing.
I'm thinking that part of the selling point for wine is this kind of idea of working within a tradition and individual care. Do you think if consumers were to see the photograph of a four-wheeler driving around with basically a camera and scanner on it, that would destroy some of the romanticism of viticulture?
Well, just to some people it might. Others would just be happier to have a better wine that could eventually even be cheaper, possibly. But already so much of our agriculture is done by machines. This is really no different than having a tractor at all. I mean, this is just how modern farming is right now.
Sarah Reardon is a staff writer and reporter for New Scientist. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find a link to her article on the Days of Wine and Robots at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you for spending some of your busy day with us today. We do invite you to become an active contributor to the program by sending us your ideas for future interviews or information about interesting local events. You can get in touch through our Facebook page, Twitter, or send an email, wordofmouth@nhpr.org. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us for more of the stories best told through word of mouth at 2 and 9 p.m. on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Zach Nugent,
and Bill Berry.
And senior producer Rebecca Lavoie, with plenty of help from our interns,
Molly Donahue and Logan Shannon.
Sarah Plord is our digital producer.
And Dan Colgan runs our board.
The views expressed in this program
are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR, its board of trustees,
or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcast
and listen to past shows, go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr.
Follow us on Twitter.
And check out a playlist of music from the program
on Spotify.
Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire
Public
Radio.